plant that feels golden. Maybe my plants to me for getting to look at me. Maybe some punch. And I just had a wonderful time with my other girlfriend again. But now we're home. It's been a long night, and I mean we're both very tired, but these pretty balls are full of tradition for us, Danny. You dress up in a tuxedo, and I always have a new fancy dress. We go for dinner before the ball. And then afterward, we come home and have cake in the kitchen like we're doing right now. I love cake. And then you put your penis in my bottom. It really does help me stay pure. You know, I don't know what I'd do without you. Girls my age start getting all kinds of wicked thoughts. If they were left unchecked, I'd almost certainly lose my virginity. But our little purity ball tradition helps me satisfy those desires without losing my virginity. And my dark desires are especially strong tonight, Daddy. Seeing you in your tuxedo always does that to me. And dancing with you all nice and slow makes it worse. I don't even think I can make it up to my room tonight before we do it, Daddy. I can't even wait to take off my dress. It's so pretty, isn't it? I don't want to ruin it, but I'm so desperate to have you inside of me. I'm gonna pull my panties down, Daddy. I think there's some cooking oil in the cupboard there. It's almost as good for lubrication as anything I have in my room. It's extra virgin. Just like me. But before you get that, pick me up and bend me over the pen here. That'll put me at just the right height, I think. Yes. This will work. Let me pull up my skirt while you undo your pants, Daddy. Go ahead and spread the oil over your penis. I know that's usually my job, so I don't hope you. I hope you don't mind. You're distracted. I'm gonna say all my words. Now it's my turn, Daddy. Cover my cute little bottom with the oil. Otherwise, I'm afraid your big, hard penis just won't go in. It wouldn't sleep in as easy as your finger does, all covered in oil. Your long, strong finger slowly stretches me just a little as you push the oil inside me. My daddy, I think such weird things when your finger is inside my tight little butt. I'm so lucky you're the guardian of my purity, and that you love me enough to keep me from throwing away my most precious gift. But I won't, because my purity is pledged to you until I get married. You must be able to see it from back there. I can even feel it drop on the rim of my eye and feel the dangling leg as it dangles over the side of his counter. My toes can't quite touch the floor, but my toes are the last thing I think about anything. I'm thinking about my dad is being happy, sick, and sending me together without him. Are you ready? Your little girl is so ready for you and your penis. Your cock. Oh, that just makes me shudder. But I think it's in my bun, Daddy. Then I settled in the place on that closet back there. Then you start pushing against it, and I remind you how strong you are. And how soft and vulnerable I am. Just like me, my bottom will always be open to you. Like it's about to do. I... Now... And you keep in the way. I couldn't take it all the way the first time you did it. You had to stop playing me. Even though I begged you to keep going, but every few days we kept trying. Look at us now. We And the hard cock is buried in your daughter's butt hole. Except now you slowly slide it out, almost over the way. And then, my body squeezes you so hard as you do so, just the way you like. I always make sure to protect my dad and always protect him from hearing it. I do it more today. Usually we do this in my bed with me on my hands and knees, but like this, with me lying on the counter with my legs hanging down, I think we can do it harder. And I'll still stay in place. Daddy. My legs just bang into the counter as you thrust yourself into my body and keep me from moving too far. I stay in place, but your cock moves into me. My pulling is fast enough and pushing me into my chest. You must feel how I am. Oh my god, should if you want, Daddy. Touch me pussy. I don't want to have my purity at all, and I don't. But I'll have to get rid of all my evil lust. You keep doing that shit with my maybe not as good as your cock on the bottom, but I think they make that feel even better. You shouldn't touch my special place for a second. You see how lost in me was when I was down. I need these special nights so much to keep me alive. You said I was too old to spend, but I'm just the right age to do other things with my life. Oh, Daddy. I know you can run out and shoot it all over me, but I kind of want you to do it all over this rest. I also want to put it inside of me, so I think I'm ready for it. Maybe it won't all fit inside of me, because we both know how much comes out of you, but I want to make sure I'm so bad. Please, Daddy, fill up your baby girl's heart. I want to feel Daddy's sperm inside of my butt. I want to sleep with it inside of me tonight. I always come as soon as you come on my body. If you come inside of me, I think it'll be come, Daddy. Come and find me. Show a little daughter. Oh, Daddy. That was the best time yet. I think I kept most of it inside me, too, even with this so much. I just slowly pull out. I feel something running out. I'll have to put my hand tightly over my pussy to protect it from my daddy's sperm. I wouldn't want to accidentally get pregnant that way. I can only get pregnant from real sex and by the man I love. After I'm happy to marry, of course. My husband will be to my husband. Well, I did fetch it to you too, Daddy. You had to keep on my purity after all. But you would never, ever take advantage of your little girl that way, would you, Daddy? Even if she wouldn't know, she'll know that he didn't ask, and would almost certainly love it every bit as much as what we did, maybe even more. She would take the cock and call me and get pregnant if he wanted, and thank you for every minute. But of course, you don't want that, do you, Daddy? You mostly just put it in my butt for my own good. The idea of taking your daughter's innocence and making love to her doesn't excite you at all. Or even the idea of making a baby and your baby girl. I'm just such a lustful girl that all of those things sound kind of fun. It's a good thing I have such a strong moral daddy to protect me from myself. Well, I should go wash up, Daddy, and get myself all nice and clean. Then I'll say a prayer and call into my bedroom just my favorite night. When I get
guess we'll see if my prayers finally do.